Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Old Bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam, and over there is the beautiful and talented and wonderful and thin Ben Madelker. Hello, Ben.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, how are you doing, honey?
Oh my God, I am so well. Someone was really kind, someone named Nancy, but I don't know who the Nancy is. Nancy sent us some Christmas ornaments. One ornament is an ornament of bleach, one is an ornament of toilet paper, and one is an ornament of a face mask. So thank you for these lovely COVID-inspired Christmas ornaments.
How funny. Nancy, you need to go to the post office and send me some stuff.
I know. I now have actually a nice little care package that I'll send you your way. Mm-hmm. It's not my fault you abandoned.
I know, but you know what?
You abandoned.
You know what? If you're going to be stuck in COVID jail, I want to be stuck in Texas COVID jail. There are a lot more carbs here than there are in Los Angeles.
Well, so I just bought myself a cake dome. So I have a box now from Amazon that's appropriate size to send you all your gifts.
Oh, I have as many gifts that a cake dome box will fit. That's exciting to know. Well, guys, today is Southern Charm episode 7 of season 7. What an exciting time to be watching Southern Charm, isn't it?
God, I had a really weird reaction to this episode because I think for the first time ever while watching Southern Charm, I kind of felt like all the guys looked kind of hot today. And I was like, what's happening? This is weird. Like, I never find any of them attractive. But this time I was like, yeah, they're all kind of looking good. I'm like, even Austin looked good. I was like, what? Even Whitney? I was like, what? All of them. They're all looking good. I was like,
yeah, you definitely need to get out more. You definitely need to get out of your house. Right. But also, I think what turned me back off, well, Shep in general, but also looking at their reunion looks, they all are dressed like old men, like in the old days of the golf course. You know, it's like, wear a suit jacket and some red pants.
I haven't seen their reunion looks. Are they doing an in-person reunion?
Yeah. They're doing an in-person reunion. I think they just shot it this week. And it's a lot of Shecky Green jackets. And the fashion is pretty odd over there. I will say, Austin has a lovely new haircut. So look, there's something nice.
Okay, that's nice. Listen, I'm not saying you have to co-sign it. I'm saying it was just weird. It was weird that I was like finding attractive elements to all the guys across the board. It was very, very strange for me. I felt unsettled.
Yeah, that is pretty unsettling. Okay, well, whenever you're about to get a boner for one of these guys, think of Shep with eye boogers in his eyes and not combed hair, and then a leopard shirt.
Okay.
Think of that. Leopard print shirt.
Done. Done.
Wow.
Done and done. Yeah.
Because, wow. So here we are, Southern Charm. Let's see. Greg is doing the opening again. Some of us might have been a little too carefree during COVID times. But here we are, still alive.
Yeah. They are alive and kicking. So, yeah. So, we get to see them all, what they did last week, etc. It was nice because Trixie Monocle didn't have to be too serious. She didn't have to do a, don't you know, don't you know. She didn't have to do, like, some ghostly version of her song. She could just do a normal chipper one. And then we dive into the show, and it opens up with Michael the butler feeding dogs and Leva with her son, like, brushing teeth and everything. And then Patricia saying, Michael, I'd like to have – could you bring up some food with the coffee? Thank you very much.
And then Shep, Craig, I got to take old man pills, prostate pills, cholesterol pills, garsh.
Gosh. And then Pringle, like making his kids brush teeth with probably like marshmallow fluff. I don't know what's going on in that household. And then we're back to Patricia getting her breakfast in bed. Oh, great. This looks wonderful. Thank you very much.
You know, it's a very important year, and a lot has gone on this past year. Good old 2020. And this show is showing a lot of it. But one thing they're also really educating us all in is dental health for your children. Just a lot of children brushing their teeth in this episode. And I say, you know what? Good for you getting rid of gingivitis. Thank you, Southern Charm.
Thank you. And now we wind up in Austin's house, and he's angry at his dishwasher. This is insane, this dishwasher right now. It's insane. Insane.
And then he realizes that he wasn't putting the soap in the dishwasher correctly. He wasn't putting the soap in correctly, which is so Southern Charm. So Craig comes over, and Austin's like, sit down, man. I'm having fruit snacks. I got a beer for you. Guess where I got this? Harris Teeter.
Harris Teeter is not a cast member of Southern Charm, by the way. Just wanted to give a PSA. It is actually a supermarket. Ronnie and I went to one in North Carolina, I believe. But it sounds like Harris Teeter does sound like Harris Teeter is like the
like
name.
Like the deputy mayor, right?
Yeah, or like, why am I keep forgetting his name this season, the gay. What's his name again, the gay?
Koopa.
I feel like Cooper, his name should be Harris Teeter, right? Like, oh, Harris Teeter, he wants to be a fashionista in Charleston, but we ran him out of town, Harris Teeter.
Harris Teeter tried to come to my ball without a female as a guest, and I had to say, no, Harris Teeter, this is a homosexual ball celebrating heterosexuality. This is a heterosexual ball celebrating everything heterosexual.
And we get a flashback of Austin at Harris Teeter saying, oh, this is actually my beer. It's insane right now. This is my beer. You're actually checking out my beer right now. And the cashier being like, please get the fuck out of my line. You're giving me COVID.
Yeah, you're creepy. You know what? That would be exciting, except that I just checked out a Pringle. So, sorry.
Sorry, the heir to the Pringles dynasty was just in here, so.
Yeah. Until you can invent a Cheeto or above, you're nothing to me. Okay, sir? Now, finish paying. Thanks.
Yeah, sir, you just bought our entire inventory of Trop Hop, so I'm going to charge you, what is that, $9 for that six-pack? Okay, great. We're sold out of Trop Hop.
He's like, it felt so cool to walk into a grocery store that anyone can access.
It's not one of those elitist grocery stores where only card-carrying members can go to. So, so he's just really upset because I'm disappointed that Madison doesn't see the strides that I've made. You know, she just gave up on me, you know, but I'm in Harris Teeter now. Okay, I'm in Harris Teeter.
Look at me holding all these beers that my parents paid for. Wow, you're a real winner over there, Austin. What was I trying to say? You're a real maven, I was going to say, but that's not the word.
Maven, okay.
You're a real mogul, okay? So Craig's like, yeah, I haven't even seen you because we've been apart. And he's like, well, you found another quarantine buddy. What? You found two quarantine buddies.
Yeah, but you know what? Taylor is not happy with Shep because Shep was treating her like she was disgusting. She wouldn't even talk to her, especially when he found out that her family didn't even have any wealth that went back three generations. Wow.
And Austin's like, wow, look at him. Now it's his turn for relationship issues. And Craig's like, dude, you can't root for your friend to have relationship issues.
This is insane right now. What? Can I root for my friend to have Harris Teeter issues? Because that's what I have. So then we go over to Shep zooming with Taylor, and he's like, oh, gosh, girlfriend, I hear you're COVID-free. How are you feeling? You okay? You upset at me?
Are you okay? I can talk to you now because you're not sick anymore, you leper idiot. And she's like, well, I just want to take a step back because, like, I don't feel in the right headspace because, like, you were so insensitive to me. Like, to get on TV, I had to go to someone else's house. So... like, it sucks. Like, I have a virus, and, like, it's scary, and, like, you pawned me off on someone else.
He's like, where else were you supposed to go? Gosh, I tried, all the leper colonies were full up, so I had to send you to Craig's. Do you realize I had to spend my quarantine with a woman who did not close her mouth the entire time? Just, like, cut to Natalie, be like,
That was actually really funny in the previous leaves. Craig's like, I got a relationship. And then it just cuts to Natalie going,
and then we didn't see her the rest of the episode. Like, they included that as if that was going to be relevant to the episode and had nothing to do with anything.
It was funny. So she's like, and you know that Taylor's full of it, and she's not going to stand up to Shep at all because she's like, that is it. I have had it. And he goes, well, where were you supposed to go? And she goes, you're right. And he goes, well, your last text was, you're trash and fuck off. And you know what? That was hurtful. She goes, but it's just that being away from you hurts.
Maybe I'm handling it wrong. I don't know. I mean, I've been single for a long ass time, so I tend to be selfish. I am selfish. I am. Therapy taught me everything.
Yeah, he's like, but now that we're out of the woods, and by out of the woods, you're not as disgusting as you were the other day because you don't have an illness that makes you a disgusting leper. Now I can be with you in person. I'm really looking forward to that.
I'm just so happy because everything I heard about coronavirus is that it turns you into Janet from Three's Company, but you're not her at all. Wow.
This girl's an idiot for staying with Shep. Okay, people show you who they are. You get sick and this man abandons you and goes to his mommy's house and then doesn't even speak to you? Girl.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then Austin, we're back to Austin and he's like, well, Craig, things have gone to shit with Madison. It's insane what she's doing to me right now. It's insane how things have gone to shit.
And it's intercut with a scene of Madison going to Pat's house. And she's like, well, well, look who's here.
I love that color on you. Now, what's that shade called? No longer dating a poor person.
Oh, I'm not as poor as my boyfriend. Love that look on you. Trisha is wearing some like Kiwi disease outbreak muumuu. I'm not sure what the hell this muumuu is.
All the way
is
up to her chin. She's like, I'm not sure if she was like, I'm not sure if this is a social visit or if she's cutting my hair. So I'm just going to wear a smock and see what happens.
So, you know, Michael offers her champagne and Madison's wearing this big glitter diamond headband thing. She's like, do you like the headband? Is it too much? She's like, there's never too much. You can never be overeducated or overdressed. And that's what my good friend Oscar Wilde said. Or, can I come into your house, please? I'm sorry I didn't wear a coat. And no? Okay, I'll try calling you later, honey. Also something Oscar Wilde said.
Another thing that Oscar Wilde famously said is, I never shop at Harris Teeter. Only poor people shop there. Am I right?
So I'm guessing that I'm the only person that you've seen? She goes, yes, and only because Michael can't do a blowout. Oh, excuse me. My phone's ding-donging. Hello, it's Leva.
Oh, is this Oscar Wilde? No, it's Leva. Okay, Leva, say something. Leva's like, well, just wanted to go over some stuff with you. I believe what you're trying to say is I was just in the neighborhood, and yes, you can come over.
Come on, Madison's having a cocktail 10 feet apart. So Leva's coming over, and in the meantime, Patricia's like, so tell me what's going on, poor people, Leva. And Madison's like,
well, Austin came by the house, and I finally put my foot down, and I ended it for good.
Really? Is this really it? What makes this time different? Did you stop getting a circular from Harris Teeter?
Well, I expected him to want to be an adult and provide. I don't see him wanting to do that in any capacity at all. It is time. Also, I had a date with someone else who's on the cast now, so I have Lily Bad to jump to.
I just feel like I'm in my prime, and I just don't, Austin's just going to have to waste someone else's time.
Like that, though. She's like,
let's be honest, I'm not going to look like this forever. I'm in my prime, so please waste someone else's time.
I am Whole Foods, and he is Harris Teeter, if you know what I'm saying.
I love that she's not going to waste her hotness. It's so funny.
She shouldn't. Don't waste your pretty. Good for you, Madison. You shouldn't.
So Patricia goes, well, what about that party you were throwing on that island? It was supposed to be for his birthday. She goes,
well, not anymore.
Well, this is like As the World Turns, Charleston edition.
So back
starring
to
Oscar Wilde.
Starring Oscar Wilde. As the World Turns, as Harris Teeter dies a slow, sad death.
As Harris Teeter tries to stretch beyond being a regional supermarket and fails. Is that not catchy of a title?
So back to Austin, he's like, you know, I mean, it's insane. Like, she has, like, these preconceived notions. Like, I mean, it took me to a while to get from, you know, nothing to Harris Teeter.
Point A to Harris Teeter. There's no credit given. I got into Harris Teeter, okay? Harris Teeter. It's the Piggly Wiggly of the Harris Teeter region.
Craig's like, look what she's done to you, bro. Like, she's made you think that it's your bad. Like, that you haven't done enough. And, like, you're thinking if you only do good enough, she'll take you back. Well, yeah. I mean, that's the truth. So.
Yeah. But Craig also has like a little bit of wisdom. He's like, you should be improving yourself for yourself, not for someone else. You know, I'm like, why is Craig dropping nuggets of wisdom? It's crazy. All these things that Naomi said to him are finally like soaking into his brain. So Austin's like, you know, it's just like, you know, we're down this road. And like the moment you think it's chopped, the moment you think it's like the equivalent of someone saying this lane is closed at Harris Teeter. Then a text comes in and says, guess what? The express lane just opened. Everything is going to be OK. And I promise to hold your hand forever. It's insane right now.
You're fallback. And if she wanted to be together, then you'd be together. You know, like if you don't do a hard stop, then it's going to be impossible. Yeah, but I can't do that. I can't. And you know what? No one can change my mind on that. And then he just moves his slurp. Yeah, he just moves his mouth a lot. I can't make the sound of his mouth moving, but I'm moving it a lot over here, just so you know.
So then Leva shows up at Patricia's, and I love this social distancing because like Madison has to, is sitting like 10 feet away from Patricia, but then they put Leva right next to Madison. So it's like, young people, you get the disease. Stay away from Patricia. She's too rich and too important.
You two give it to each other as much as you want. Just don't get it on me. My good friend Oscar Wilde said that.
So Leva is talking about her struggles with owning a restaurant during the pandemic. Like at one moment it's open, one moment it's closed because, you know, one person tests positive and it just creates chaos, et cetera. And then Michael comes out with he has caviar with creme fraiche on potato crisps. And he is like, well, creme fraiche is a step up from sour cream, which is rather pedestrian. It's kind of true. I mean,
no, it's not. It's so
not a value judgment. It's not a value judgment.
It's blasé to have caviar on blini, so we're doing it on potato chips.
I'm sure you read it all in Caviar Quarterly. No.
So Leva's like, okay, so we all know the trouble Catherine got into with the monkey emoji. And Patricia just kind of waves her hand like there's a fly in her face. She's like, yeah.
Yes, yes. And Leva's like, it's funny because Catherine's been reaching out to me incessantly. Oh, that's strange because no one ever hears from her. Another thing Oscar Wilde said, but that, of course, was referencing Dorothy Parker.
And Leva says, you know, I guess because it's the least, I'm the least white person she knows, which I guess is offensive in itself. And then she's saying, like, she's using, like, I didn't know it was racist. And she's saying it in this baby voice. Just stop at the fucking baby voice.
Yeah, she's like, I mean, stop. Like, you're not a kitten stuck in a tree. And then we cut to Catherine just like stuck in a tree being like,
help.
Meow. Meow. Thomas. Meow.
This is literally the person who, like, seasons ago just disappeared and nobody knew where she went and they thought she was dead. And it turns out she and Craig couldn't find their way back, so they had to dig a hole in the beach to sleep.
Yeah. This is literally a person who did get. They literally shot an entire episode in a tree last season. They went into a tree and spent an episode in a tree last season. So actually, I could imagine her getting stuck. I can't get out of the tree.
No. So then we cut to Catherine. And for some reason, I don't know if they're trying a new Bravo spinoff.
Meow.
Meow. Don't go. Meow. So then we cut to Catherine. I don't know if they're trying a spinoff or what, but she gets like this 80s wacky detective music. It's like ding, 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 ding. I was like, what?
It's called Seed and Millworm. The reason why I say that is because I just went upstairs and my boyfriend bought bird seed, and it's called, it literally said on the packaging, Seed and Mealworm, which I was like, is that a USA show, Seed and Mealworm?
Are you getting a bird?
No, but Dom wants to get a bird feeder, so.
for the outside birds?
Because there's birds outside. Why not? I don't know why I'm sharing this all. Intimate details about bird feeders.
I love it. Hey, why not? So, detective music. So she's just going to Austin's house, and Craig and Austin just love her outfit. Whoa, it's like one of my favorites you've ever worn.
By the way, if Craig and Austin are giving you fashion props, it's time to reconsider your fashion.
Yeah. So Austin's like, let's get shit face.
Yeah.
So Catherine looks like she went to sleep in the dryer. Like, I don't know. She's been through a tumble. Her knees are bruised. Her arms are bruised. What the hell is happening with Catherine?
Fell out of a tree. I mean, she lived. Did you not hear this part? She got into a tree and couldn't get out. So she just
helped me out of the tree.
It's like those walruses in Our Planet, you know? So, that was when I was like, oh, Ronnie probably cried at that part. I watched Our Planet last night, guys. So, Catherine's like, she's like, yeah, I talked to Leva and, you know, it was just like really hard because I had a difficult time telling my side of the story. I'm like, you don't have a side of the story, Catherine. That's why it was hard for you to tell it, because there is no side on your side.
Yeah, and she's like, you guys know that I'm not that way, you know? I was like, gay? No, okay. That way. Gay. No.
To the left or to the right?
Not directionally.
So she's like,
I'm literally the furthest thing from racist ever. So, like, my basic train of thought is not that monkeys have anything to do with a black person, but apparently they do.
Oh, my God. So she tells them, and then Leva said, if she doesn't work on her friendships, then she's going to lose them. And she's like, yeah, and that's just so unfair because, like, I was actually reaching out to my friends. It's like for once in my life, I was blowing them up. And then, you know, my last message to Danny was even, are you ever going to get back to me? Sorry, y'all, that's a tangent. Okay. And then I go to her house and then, hold on, this is about 10 minutes longer. And she flips on me, you guys.
And I'm like, I was the one that was texting you. I said, when can you send the fire department out here to get me out of this tree? And you never wrote back.
And guys, she was acting real weird. She was like twitching, guys. It was weird, y'all.
Which, like, have to agree with Danny? Her on that one.
But she's always twitched.
That's true, but Danny looks like she's sitting on a dryer lately. I don't know why I'm obsessed with tumble drying. Can you tell that I have a load in the laundry?
Oh, poor Danny. So so Catherine's like, we have never had an issue. I'm like, literally the treehouse episode was the issue where Danny was like furious at you because you didn't call her back for like 5 weeks. I feel like you always have an issue with Danny. So the fact that she thought that she'd never had an issue with Danny just shows how lopsided their relationship has been.
Yeah. And Craig's like, well, is she trying to, like, distance herself from you? And Austin's like, yeah, because, like, you're in a low place. So, like, she shouldn't do that. She's like, well, I guess when people don't need you anymore. It's like, oh.
Oh, is that what it is?
Oh, okay. I'm not sure. I mean, maybe it's just the way that this has been shot and edited for years, but I think that you're definitely the winner in this relationship.
I guess when people don't need you anymore, it's really interesting to see how quickly they aren't around. Also, when you're racist, you know, it's like, I guess when people don't need your racist monkey emojis in their life, they're not around.
Eesh. So then back to Leva, and Leva's like, look, am I into cancel culture and telling her jump off the Thomas Ravenel bridge? No, but, you know, read a book, focus on yourself. And Patricia goes, oh, so you don't think she focuses on herself?
Mm-hmm. And then Patricia's like, well, we've all protected her over the past couple of years. We walked on eggshells because of her sobriety. We kept her away from tall trees. But lies about Cameron have come out. And all this emoji business, that's all for me. And then she just, like, waves her hand, like, ugh.
Yeah, she does, like, hand washing. Like, and this is what my good friend Judas Wilde said. Great, 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 great grandfather of Oscar. And so Patricia's, I think that was Pontius Pilate. Never mind. Sorry, Bible fans.
I'm Jewish,
really
I don't
fucked
know.
That one up. Well, that's, oh, no, that is New Testament.
Maybe okay. I need to read a book.
Read a
called
book,
the Bible, called the New Testament. Like, listen, I don't want to talk about her. I don't want to talk with her. I don't want anything to do with her. And I don't want to walk under any tree she's stuck up inside of.
I've had my fill. Put her in Siberia. Those monsters probably still eat caviar blinis.
But I just am imagining Catherine in a gulag. trying to survive her way in a gulag.
She goes, but the guys coddle her, so she's protected by them. I'll put it that way. Like, what are you saying exactly, ma'am?
So Love is like, listen, Catherine apologized, and you know, she's either gonna bomb or be a rising phoenix.
So then Whitney and Pat are outside later while Michael, they just show Michael cleaning, and then Michael cleaning a different part of the house, and then Michael picking up some dog poop or something, and Whitney's like, these animals, they defecate, they urinate with impunity. I mean, this place is Grey Gardens.
Mother, I'll tell you what's not Grey Gardens, his hair. Did he get highlights? He somehow got highlights in the middle of the pandemic. So,
well, that was the thing. Like, they were being called hypocrites because they were still going out to get their hair done or whatever.
Yeah. So Whitney's like, well, apparently Austin and Craig just tested negative, which I guess is a positive thing. Pun intended, mother. Did you like my pun, mother?
It's like, you think it's okay now? Because at first I was going to have a fancy dinner. I met with a guy, and then it cuts to a guy going, oh, we have escargot. Oh, you know, we have flambé, flambé, escargot flambé.
Now I just ordered some bacon from Costco and some A1 sauce. I'm just going to serve it to the boys raw.
I mean, it's not that bad. At least I didn't shop at Harris Teeter.
I mean, these are desperate times, but not that desperate.
So Michael and I, you know, Michael and I are both 200 years old, so I just thought casual by the pool. Listen, these boys, it's just important to be somewhere you can rinse them off and they can pee freely. Like maybe a low country type of a deal. Maybe with crabs.
Yeah, it's about time boys see the other type of crabs for once, so we're just going to have a nice boil.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a crappin's commercial.
So then we go to John Pringle's house where his kids are bouncing off the walls, and one of his sons just like throws down his like iPad or whatever, and he's like, "Hey, we do not rage quit in this house right now. This is my rule." Huh? Just kidding, no rules. Rage quit all you want.
Your mom's coming. We gotta at least pretend, guys. Can we just pretend for your mother that I have rules? They're like,
"No, you suck. You're stupid."
So Heidi comes because they have a deal where she can stay for 5 days during this summer. And she like tries to high five him. And he's like, no, we're going to hug. And she's clearly like, okay. So guess what? Heidi looks exactly like Madison. That's funny how that worked out.
Yeah. You know, that's thin blonde lady. Yeah, he likes his type. So the kids are going crazy, and they finally get away from them to go into the kitchen to cook a really healthy Southern meal. Giant slabs of bacon with grease tomato, dripping all over them.
Bacon, tomato, turkey.
Yeah, it's like BLT. It's like really fancy like BLTs.
Sandwich thing, kind of.
So they just talk about like how hard it is being single parents, you know, and how one of them has the kids all the time and then they don't see the kids ever because the other one has the kids. And then the mom starts crying.
Yeah. And then, she's like, have they been reading? He's like, they've been reading their Kindles. They've been reading Minecraft. Okay. We just play. So she's like, great, great. And so then he's like, so we're gonna give them Cheetos? She's like, no, we're gonna give them fruit. I'm like, I'm really glad you're giving them fruit with their like bacon loaded sandwiches.
Yeah. So then we go over to Shep, who's like, gosh, look at me playing with Craig.
Hey Taylor, do you want a dark and stormy? I'm gonna give you the good stuff, the nice rum that we're gonna mix with soda, so, or ginger beer. Oh gosh.
Oh, you gotta, you know, I respect Shep's effort to look like a decent person because he's really making an effort. He's like, I'm wow, look at me. Look, I've got a cute dog and a girlfriend now. Wow, gosh, gosh. I'm not falling for this for
I'm
2 seconds.
Falling for it. I'm falling for it. I know I shouldn't be. I know I shouldn't be. I understand. You guys can all yell at me all you want. I know I'm doing the wrong thing. And I know I'm going to eat these words when he's terrible again next season. I hate this. I hate that this is where I'm at. But I also, it's important for me to be transparent. I'm a podcaster, and I have to express how I'm feeling. And I am falling for it. I can't help it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, everyone. I'll be back to hating him next season.
Oh, my God. Not at all. Not me.
I'm sorry. That's just where I'm at. I can't help it.
Whoa. Okay. Let me get the night stuff for you. boy, you deserve it. So look, honestly, because that's the best policy, I need to apologize because I talked to my therapist for an hour, and you know what? She's on your side.
Yeah, my therapist said that like everything I may have said has been valid, but I can't say it that way, and I can't be so blunt because I was being callous and I trivialize your feelings, Craig. And not everyone responds to the same stimuli, and your emotions are valid.
But look, I have a cute dog. She's like, okay, I forgive you. Let's just make out for 3 days.
Although I do think that he was a piece of shit for treating her that way during coronavirus. That's,
well, that's what
sure.
I mean. It's like he treats her like shit for 2 weeks, and then he's like, look how fun and charming I am on camera, and look how nice I'm being now that you're not dirty and sick anymore. And oh, I had to have my shrink tell me the right words to say because I'm fucking emotionally incapable of doing anything and being a decent person.
Well, sometimes people do need to have the shrink teach you what to say. That's part of growing.
That's pretty bad, though. I mean, that's pretty bad that you treat your girlfriend like that and don't realize it's bad.
Yes, even though
she's sobbing for 2 weeks, you don't realize it's bad until a shrink tells you. I mean, look, good for you for getting help, but I'm still not fucking dating you. Like, what's gonna happen every not that he's asking, but I just mean in general, you know, like, yeah, you can't live your life like
I mean
that.
I guess my thing is more just like, I'm just glad that it didn't become endless scenes of him blaming her for how he responded. You know, because that often happens on these shows. I don't know. I guess I'm just, I don't know. I know everyone's just going to yell at me. I'm accepting it.
Who cares?
I shouldn't have been so blunt.
Who cares about
I shouldn't have been so blunt to the, I shouldn't have been so blunt on this podcast, and people react to different stimuli when you're talking about Shep, Garsh.
Yeah, but he's also like, he's not saying, I'm sorry I ignored you, I'm sorry I cut you off, and I'm sorry you were a dick when you had COVID. He's saying, I was right. It's just how I said things. So, you know,
but sometimes there is like, like, there's one thing to say, oh, you know what you should probably do, what probably be a good idea, is like, you should probably quarantine with Craig, since you guys all have it, versus like, ew, go away from me, go quarantine with Craig. Like, that does actually make a difference. But that being said, he should have,
yeah, but
he
should have,
like,
talking to her.
Talked to her. Yeah, he should have talked to her. God. He was being a bad boyfriend.
You're being a shapologist.
I am being a shapologist. I don't know what's going on. Just let me have it, okay? Just
have
I'll get through it. I'm just going to be a shapologist, and at least I'm not a Ravenel apologist right now, okay?
That's
just
true. You're not a Ravpologist.
Lay off, everyone.
Yeah, okay. That's funny that you're worried that people are going to be mad that you're
Well, they are going to be mad. There's going to be so many comments on Instagram. Ben, I'm sorry, but you're wrong. You get that. And then I'm going to be like, I'm sorry. And then I'm going to be thinking about it all weekend, and my entire Christmas vacation is going to be ruined. Just for having an opinion.
Aw. So it's raining, like it is going to be on your head soon.
Yes.
And it's raining outside, so Pat can't have her pool party the way she wanted. But she's like, well, what the hell? It was supposed to be sunny today. I mean, imagine being this disappointed. It's probably how Austin's parents feel. All right, let's just get it set up anyway.
Wow, I feel like I'm in the produce section of Harris Teeter with all their broken misters. So Michael's like, oh, this reminds me of London. She goes, in the Blitz. So funny. Just like, it's like World War II for her. So they're putting newspaper down, and he's like, well, what section do you want in your area? She's like, the financial section. Because I know for sure it's going to go ignored by Austin. Right.
The one section we can be assured that Austin will never show up in. No. So Austin and Craig are going to drive over in a golf cart together. And Craig's like, whoa, we're like the boys of summer. Like, I don't know what that means, but I want to do it. So, you know what? Let's get the golf cart and let's get lit. And Austin's like, well, I haven't seen
having a golf cart. Great.
Austin's like, well, I haven't seen Pringles since he was like hitting on Madison. Like, you know what? He better not come up to me and be like, hey, man, I heard you broke up. Can I go for her?
He would never do that. He would just do it.
Yeah, he would just do it. So Shep is driving with Pringle, and Shep is wearing a leopard print shirt and I think a floral hat, and he still hasn't combed his hair or cleaned the eye boogers out of his eye. So that's where
really
Shep's
stretching the ability of me being a shepologist right now. I'm not gonna lie. I may have to take it all back. I may have to go back to being a Shep hater. I'm sorry. I'm going through things.
He's like, so I've seen Austin. Have you heard any chatter? And Pringle's like, oh, yeah, I saw Madison. I saw her at the batting cage. You know, since we were at the batting cage together. It was hot.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, I told her she had nice thighs. And then Chep is basically like, oh, you should bang her and drive the nail into the coffin. Gosh.
So then Whitney goes up to the hot bartender at the party and doesn't actually hit on her at all. But I was like, okay, they've got a hot bartender here. How many of these guys are going to try? How many?
Yes, how many? And then Shep and Pringle arrive, and they see Whitney with his mustache, and Shep is like, oh, Paul Schrader! And I guarantee this will be the only time in the history of reality television that someone name checks Paul Schrader. And of course it's Shep. Of course Shep is going to, like, name check Paul Schrader on Bravo TV.
Hold on, I'm looking at Paul Schrader. Paul Joseph Schrader is an American screenwriter, director, and film critic. He wrote or co-wrote screenplays for 4 Martin Scorsese films.
Yeah, I think he did Taxi Driver. He's like a auteur. He's like famous for his like very serious movies. And he
does have a little mustache. That's funny.
I remember seeing some film of his in college. I was called Miyama or something like that. Or it was like a very artsy. He's just like a very serious filmmaker. Very, very serious.
Yeah. That's funny. He does. God, Whitney does kind of look like this guy.
It's just like crazy that like, it's crazy that like, I like that like Shep calls him Paul Schrader and they all laugh because they all know exactly what Paul Schrader looks like.
I didn't. I just laughed because I didn't know who it would look like. And I was like, of course.
I didn't know what Paul Schrader looked like. I thought that in my mind, I always think that Paul Schrader looks like Paul Schaefer, but I have no idea what Paul Schrader looks like.
So let's see, a bunch of elbow bumps and stuff while the guys show up, and Pringle's like, so hey, what's your name, bartender? Patty, I'm Pringle. You might recognize the name. My name is Pringle TM, right?
Got a house in the Battery. Oh, that reminds me, is that house in the Battery your grandfather's?
So he's like, well, nice to meet you, talk to you later, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I'll talk to you later. Mm. She's like, great. Can't wait to talk to you later while I'm working here and I have nowhere to go.
And he's like, guys, that bartender smoke.
She's like, I can hear you. So so then Craig goes and picks Austin up when Austin's got his drop off from Harris Teeter. And basically Craig's talking to Austin that like Patricia was not for her at all. Oh, I guess about
how Pat doesn't like him, basically.
Yeah.
And then we get a clip of Pat being like, yeah, I don't think they're gonna be together that long. And Craig's like, I mean, did you do anything to her? Like, possibly, I don't know, get clip art for your pillows? Like, she's really mad, bro. I mean, I love her, but she's nasty, and like, you can't just tolerate that. Get in a fight with Patricia in her own home. Do it, bro.
Yeah, I was like, you know what, she's just in her old age and she's bored as fuck. I'm like, I think she's living her life. She's just like totally manipulating you guys, like that's fun. Yeah.
So they arrive and everyone's shotgunning their beers and like throwing cans on the ground.
I don't know what Boys of Summer is, but I'm booing Boys of Summer.
You know what's gonna really make Patricia like you, Austin? Littering on her front steps. Okay.
Yeah, you know what's going to really win her over is when you show up at her historical estate and shotgun a beer.
And then throw the can down right on her property.
Yeah, and when he's like, Craig's got the factory ripped jeans.
So Austin's like, whoa, Pringle, haven't seen you, Pringle. Well, mouth moving. And Pringle's like, yeah, with Austin, we're a work in progress, but I think we're okay. And Austin goes, that guy's an asshole.
Yeah. So Michael starts putting out the food and Patricia comes out to join. She's like, well, I put down newspaper everywhere. I put the Wall Street Journal financial section in my seat and I gave Craig and Austin some USA Today crossword puzzles over there.
Mm. And Pringle's like, whoa, Austin. Oh, dude, I saw you on Home Shopping. Wow. You should change your name to Joan Rivers, man. Wow.
Craig's like, I don't get it.
Who's so let's see here. Pat comes out. Yeah, says hi to everybody. And they're all, oh, Miss Pat, whoa, you're so beautiful. Wow. She goes, yeah, well, it's a nice place to be if you have to quarantine. You might notice you're in a mansion.
Anyway, here's the food. And Madison sent over these flies. She said something about how these flies are born for corn, whatever that means.
Oh, yeah, because they're all over the corn. And so she goes to the bar. She's like, I guess I'll get a drink from the bar. The bartender's like, well, I have Austin's beer. She goes, do you have any other kind?
She's like, I'll have that, whatever that is. Like, she doesn't even know. She just sees some sort of, like, can or bottle. It's like, that looks, is, I don't know if that's beer or salad dressing, but I'll take either one instead of drop hop.
Yeah. So she shows them her trick to opening crab, which is horrifying. You know, she's like, get rid of the trap door, behead it, whip out its lungs, smash its liver, suck it.
Is what I did to Oscar Wilde after he betrayed me. Oh, she's a rugged individualist, gosh.
And Austin says, and it's eatable that way? And Whitney goes, oh, edible, Austin, edible.
Harris Teeter in residence. So, all right, everyone. So you can get drunk, jump in the pool. I don't want anyone to go in the house because it's sterile, both from germs and emotions. So you can pee in the bushes, and I don't care what you do today. Go crazy. Just stay away from me and keep that tripod on the other side of the lawn, for crying out loud.
Yeah, and, you know, like, you also haven't had entertainment for a while, right? And she's like, no, not at all. And Craig's like, so, Miss Pat, did you lose anyone to COVID?
Not because you're older than us. I mean, actually, like, did you actually lose sight of them? Did you get confused in this maze out here? There's no maze. It's a lawn, Craig. Just because you see hedges does not mean it's a hedge maze.
The only people I know who even caught it was you guys.
Hey, Pringle, so I know you had a little play date with Madison, and I know you went to batting cages, but how does that compare to oversized sundaes? I think I have just won this tete-a-tete.
Oh, I want to hear this one.
And she starts laughing, like openly mocking Austin as he talks to Pringle.
Yeah. So Austin's like, he's like, well, I would never tell you not to be friends with her, but I will say something insane, that at one point things were like just inappropriate. And if you and I want to continue our friendship that just started about 3 weeks ago, that means that Madison is off limits, romantically speaking. And, you know, we've recently had a split, but she's one of those things that I will always care for. She's off limits. Guy code, bro, insane.
And Pringle's like, oh, one thing here. So, you know, I was out of line and you checked me. And I'm not afraid to say you were right and I was wrong. So here it goes. You were right. I was wrong. You want to hug it out? Let's hug it out. Guy from the Home Shopping Network that my grandmother watches. Okay. And then he tells us 43 talking about guy code is fucking stupid. I mean, my God. Yeah. Like, we're not going to date again. But I own her.
Yeah, like, Pringle is so funny because he basically, like, disarmed Austin by being like, listen, you were right, and, you know, like, you checked me, you were cool. But he never said, he never agreed to the promise that Austin laid out, where he's like, you either friends with me or not. He never agreed to any of that. He's like, you checked me, man. Just totally, just, like, totally played Austin. And, like I've said all these weeks, Pringle is a total snake, and he is totally predatory, but I have to admit, I was amused by the way he played Austin.
Yeah, and Austin just keeps going and going and going. He's like, there's so many fish in the sea, but you know what? Not Madison. And he's like, so what's he going to do? Really? I'd love to see it. So Shep's like, so, but Austin, what's up? Because, like, no one in South Carolina thinks it's a good idea for you to date Madison.
Yeah. And he's like, Shep, you're rubbing salt that you just bought from Harris Teeter into the wound for no reason right now. It's insane.
And Craig's like, but the rhetoric I've heard. And Austin goes, you know what, Craig? Spell rhetoric. Just spell it, Craig. And he's like, R-H-E-T-O-R-I-C.
You just spelled rhetoric, Craig. It's not correct.
Yeah, you know, I thought it was rhetoric, so.
No, rhetoric and rhetoric, I think it depends on the context.
Oh, really?
I think, so, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I've heard rhetoric, obviously, but I've always said rhetoric, and I never knew it was wrong, and I felt stupid, and I had to press pause, and then I Googled how to pronounce rhetoric, and everything said, rhetoric.
Well, because it's rhetorical, like, rhetorical question, but, like, you know, it's kind of like, yeah, I think it's like when you talk about rhetoric, like, there's a lot of rhetoric, but I think, yeah, it's you know what, it reminds me of, you know, when someone wants to say industrial, but, like, you know, industry is industry, but industrial is industrial. And you know when someone starts off saying industrial, but then they just change it to industry, so they say industry. And you're like, I know what word you meant to say, but you changed. That's like what happens with rhetoric and rhetoric.
Oh, well, thank you, because I just felt stupid. So Patricia's like, well, I talk to Madison all the time, and she wants to be friends with you, so what's the problem?
Well, she in her head can just be friends with Madison. Like she can just be friends with Austin, and, like, not to be a dick, she is fine with, I don't know.
You Craig are a dick. You're a total dick. You are a dick, though. And he's like, but yeah, he can't be friends with her. And he's like, you know what, Craig? I don't want to have this conversation again, okay? Because you make it sound like I'm just some pathetic fucking guy over here, Craig, all right?
Now, excuse me while I go back to Harris Teeter to brag to the cashiers that this is my beer, okay? I'm not pathetic.
And douchebag Pringle's like, dude, sounds like bitches night, all right? Let's get in the pool, all right? What are we, a bunch of bitches?
Company. Yeah, we're in mixed company. So now it's pool time, and they jump in, and Chef's like, gosh, can you see my fat jiggle, or was I tight? Dad bod, I'm new and improved.
And so Austin goes over to Pat, and he's like, Miss Patricia, can I pour this for you? And he pours his beer into her glass.
She's like, mm-hmm.
And now begins a big stare down to see if she's ever going to drink it. I think he just sat there with her to see if she was ever going to drink this.
Thank you for pouring me this trap hop. It's nice to have something to distract the flies away from the corn.
So he's talking to her, and he's like, whoa, Craig is just on another level with me. I just don't get it. She goes, why do you think that is, poor person?
Listen, you know, I never thought that the two of you are a match. I mean, you're not ready to be a stepfather. You're not ready to be a stepstool, if you ask me. And so, you know, to do all that, I don't see that changing. Am I not wrong?
He's like, I don't know what to say. She chose to follow her heart, and you can't tell someone not to follow their heart. She goes, I did. And he says, I know, and that's what I'm saying. That's wrong. And she's like, well, guess what? I don't think love trumps all.
Yeah. You have to take other things into consideration. He's like, well, I just wish I was 10 years older and I had it all going on. Well, in life, timing is everything. And needless to say, you have terrible timing.
First, you know, for this whole thing, of course she's, like, being totally nosy. You know, it's none of her fucking business. And I don't think there would be any harm in him saying, with all due respect, you know, stay out of my relationship. Like, obviously we're together, so leave me alone. But he's such a wuss. Like, I couldn't believe that he actually stood up to her enough to say, yeah, that's wrong, which is what I'm saying, you know?
Right.
But I think he's within his rights here. And I love that she just doesn't care anyway. Yeah. She's like, well, you're still stupid, poor person.
I know. He may be within his rights, but she's not wrong. And so he's like, I know I'm good enough for Madison. And, you know, like, I feel bad because... has Patricia ever been in love, or has it always been about money? She's like, I'm practical. When I see something doesn't work, it's like, she does
her hand washing thing again. I love that she's doing, like, the spiritual or the rhetorical hand washing.
You mean rhetorical? She's like, I mean, it's like, I just imagine Patricia saying, like, I don't know whether or not I've been in love, but I have been in a mansion. So how's your rental?
I don't know if I've been in love, but I do know that Oscar Wilde has been in me. Does that make any more sense to you, poor person?
These are the sort of questions you have to ask yourself while you're waiting in line at Harris Teeter, I guess.
Oh, so basically, you know, she just kind of leaves it there and he's like, ah, yeah. So that went great.
Yeah.
So nailed then it. Madison is meeting up with Craig the next day, and it's at this park that Craig used to go to with Nomi.
Oh, no, I mean, I used to go here and she would yell at me about my sewing.
You see where that dog is catching that frisbee? That's the first time Nomi called me a stupid fuckface and hit me on the head with knitting needles. She didn't even knit.
You see that pine cone? That's the first place that I told Nomi I passed the bar exam for the fourth time.
So they started off nice, but she knows this is not for good reasons, you know? So yeah. He's like, well, you know, I'm happy with Natalie, so I'm not really sad about Nomi anymore. Because, like, I think Natalie, like, maybe she's the one. Does anyone have a clip we can roll?
Yeah, you see.
You know, when you fall in love with someone and you break up, you think, wow, am I ever going to meet another girl whose name starts with N and ends with E? But guess what? I went from Nomi to Natalie, and it worked out. She's the one.
I met a date once, but I just don't go that way.
There is a girl named Nelly that I'm sort of keeping in my back pocket if things don't work out with Natalie. But
I mean, I knew a Nance one time. Unfortunately, she worked at Harris Teeter, so I knew that Patricia would never approve.
Nancy, I like the name Nancy, but the C is a little strong at the end there. I don't know if it's quite as good as a Naomi or a Natalie.
So she's like, I wonder if I'm ever going to find the one. And he's like, well, there's steps to make that happen. You know, you've got to have a separation. She's like, yeah, but Austin's my best friend.
Oh, gosh, she needs a new best friend. Yeah, she's like, he's the one that I call. And he's like, well, you have to, like, stop texting him because you're not in love with him and he's in love with you. I mean, are you in love with him? And she goes, well, that's a hard one. He's like, no, it's not. I'm like, damn, Craig again is bringing wisdom. It's so weird.
I know, he goes, every time you text him things like, I'm going to hold your hand, it reignites the flame of hope.
What? Are you writing pillows right now?
So she's like, well, that's hard. She's like, nah. I mean, if you can't definitely say you love him, then you're not in love with him. Like, straight up, do you see him at the altar? And she's like, no. And he goes, that's why I'm coming to you. And he doesn't even know I'm here, so, like, don't tell him. But
I'm never going to. Craig literally says, I'm never going to tell him about this. You'll never know that we're meeting right now. Yeah, she's like, you have to walk away and not talk to him. It's the only way this will work, okay? You go to Trader Joe's, he'll go to Harris Teeter, and never the twain you shall meet.
Yeah, and that she just stares at him, you know, and doesn't give him an answer. But I love that Patricia is acting like Madison is this, like, power attorney in Charleston and just needs to find someone with equal ambit. It's like she's a lady with the hair salon, you know? Yeah. I don't see the problem in her dating Austin, you know? And sending her from Austin to Pringle, I mean, what the fuck is Pringle doing?
Well, listen, even if you're a lady with a hair salon, you're still allowed to have as much ambition as someone who is like a power attorney, for sure. But it is funny because they act like
I'm not downing kind of that, like, she's a hairdresser. I'm just saying it's not like...
She's not Bethany Frankel, you know? like, I don't get this sense. She's not like... This is not like Miranda Priestley. She's not walking into the office and people are like shoving sandwiches.
Yes, that's what I mean. It's not like they don't seem like terribly unmatched. But then I saw on Twitter, Patricia tweeted, it's not about money, it's about ambition.
Yeah. And I don't really know what her ambitions are. I know that she owns her salon, which is great. You don't have to have more ambition than that. Maybe it's just that she likes working and she goes to work and she wants, I guess maybe her ambition is, maybe ambition is not about the, in this case, it's not about the making the money. It's about wanting to provide something for her family, for her son, and to maybe get a nicer house and a nicer lifestyle. Maybe that's where the ambition is, like what the ambition means in this case. I, you know, I don't know. I've already put too much thought into it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's just, you know, a guy is playing video games all the day and still partying every night is not her cup of tea. But I get that. But I mean, that's who he was when you started dating him. So,
and you know, and the thing is, it may not be her cup of tea, but guess what? That cup of tea is being sold in Harris Teeter right now.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm trying to come up with an argument on why to still date Austin. That's ridiculous. I don't even know who I am today, but.
It's okay. I mean, I was the one who said he looked attractive today, so things are really strange.
You know, a haircut can change everything. I'm going to say that.
Because... his hair looked wonderful. His hair looked amazing. I kept on noticing that hair. It was, like, just beautiful.
Yeah, it looked really cute. So, anyway, who cares? Everybody, thank you so much for being with us this week. We will be back Monday with some Real Housewives of Potomac reunion. If you're not watching it, I mean, just start, because the reunions are gold on that
show. A lot of stuff has happened and outside the world of Potomac between since like a few days ago. So I'm sure we'll address some of that with Pastor Holy Hoa.
Oh, Pastor Holy Hoa. But thanks so much for being with us, guys. If you want videos, go to Crappens On Demand for those. And this week's bonus will be a shot-by-shot breakdown of the Summer House trailer. So check that out on Patreon as well. And until next time, we sure love you guys.
Bye. Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie, higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan lettuce.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kiss, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthew Sisters.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell. Miss Noel,
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.